You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Cargo shorts? No, no. Cars go far, stupid. I don't know why I paused in the middle of that, but it was a Pinteresque pause there in the middle of it for those of you who have tread the boards. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. My name is Scott Aukerman. For another week, my name is Scott Aukerman. I don't know. I might change it next week. Who knows? But this week, it's staying Scotty Ox. And welcome. Boy, we are in Octidoggy, certainly, today. First week of Octidoggy, and very exciting month. I don't know. Perhaps the spookiest of months. Oh, I don't know if I want to go that far. I retract it. I wanted to say, for those of you who are a little bit confused today, we've talked about it for the last couple of weeks, but I couldn't say exactly everything that we wanted to say. But I did want to just have a note here about CBBWorld.com, which is a lot of you may be tuning into this episode and you're used to listening to the ad-free version that you paid for on Stitcher Premium, and you're wondering why you're hearing ads now. Well, it's because the archives have all moved over to CBBWorld.com. That's where you can listen to the episodes ad-free, as well as all the past episodes, as well as all of our new content like Bananas for Bonanza and CBB Presents, and also Scott Hasn't Seen. A lot of new material coming out soon. So that is, if there's any confusion about it, just head over to cbbworld.com and everything will be answered over there. Everything, including all of the life's biggest questions. We actually answer them over there. So head on over there, cbbworld.com. We have a great show for you today. Coming up a little later, we have a party planner. We also have a man of the cloth, or a person of the cloth, who identifies as a man. We'll see. We also have, this is interesting, something that is extinct coming up a little later. And perhaps we all will be extinct with what's going on in the news lately. We're in good company. A great movie starring Topher Grace. And that leads me to our first guest. She is the star. I'm going to just say the star of this ABC television show. Co-star, certainly, but I'm bumping her up to star. I would guess she is on the call sheet. She is number... God, she's either two or three, I bet. We'll figure it out. Looking like maybe no from the look on her face, but that's what I would assign her. She is the show, of course, it's Home Economics, which is on ABC on Wednesday nights. And she has a new movie coming out on Disney Plus this Friday called Muppets Haunted Mansion. Of course, coming out this Friday on Disney Plus. I said both of those things already. She has her own podcast, Best Friends. Please welcome back to the show, Sasheer Zamata.
Hello.
Very difficult to say show. Sasheer.
I know.
That's a good word, though.
The Sasheer Show.
The Sasheer Show. That's easier for some reason. It's harder the other way.
Sasheer. Yeah, if you say my first name first.
Yes. Sasheer Show.
Yeah.
Easy.
But show Sasheer.
Yeah. Sure. Harder.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for
Sasheer.
Having me.
I did
there
it.
There you go. Yes.
All right.
And a strong, solid number five on the call
sheet. Five on the call sheet.
Yeah.
Now, how was that determined? Because, of course, you got Topher Grace, the aforementioned Topher Grace.
Oh, yeah.
From that 70s show,
mm-hmm.
as well as two episodes of the Comedy Bang Bang television show. Of course, he's going to be number one, right?
Yeah.
He's why the thing gets made, probably.
Yes, precisely.
You know?
Exactly.
So he's why the thing gets ordered. Mm-hmm. Give him number one. I get it.
Yeah.
Maybe if I were him, I'd be like, give me number six. I know I'm Topher Grace. It's daunting when I walk in a room.
Interesting.
18 seasons on that 70s show, which is longer than the actual decade.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know it's intimidating when I walk in a room. Give me number six.
Yeah.
Throw someone else a bone.
Cushy number six. I mean, number five is a sweet spot.
Number five is a sweet spot, but I think you deserve two.
That's really nice.
Who gets two?
Caitlin McGee, who plays my wife, Sarah.
Okay.
Yeah.
From
she was on she was on Bluff City. She was on Mythic Quest.
Okay. I see what happened here. They give Topher number one,
uh-huh.
and then they like rolled the bones to see who gets three through six, right?
I don't actually know what goes into that, honestly.
That's probably what happened. They just were like, okay, Topher obviously, but I think you being on SNL bumps you to number two.
I don't know. Maybe it's whoever got there first. I'm always late to work, so maybe they're like, you were the last one to park
that
the car.
That could be it.
So you're number five.
And Topher's always there 3 hours early.
He really is. He always is. He's the first one there, and he's the last one to leave.
Always. Yeah. That's his dedication.
Yeah.
I found that to be true on the Comedy Bang Bang TV show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was only in two scenes over two separate seasons, but he was there every single day.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, just
to watch over.
QC.
Yeah.
They call him QC Topher. welcome back to the show. And, of course, Jimmy...
Tatra?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know him from 22 Jump Street, of course. Maybe he gets number two and you get three. I don't know. You're both fighting over the bone that is two and three, but six... No, or five. You're in five.
Look, we can move on.
Let's get you to six.
We're happy with what's going on, it's good.
Okay. All right. Home Economics is, of course, a show about a group of people who dance. Is that what I'm getting from the promos?
They're
a dance team?
Yeah. I don't know how that can be more clear. our last promo that came out, we are dancing. And I think it's... I think the... visual effects are so good. It confuses people. So
right. Because they got the, who are those people who wear the masks when they dance? The Momofuku? No. What are their names?
I don't know.
Mumford and Sons? Who are they? The guys, they were on the Chumbawamba?
The Jabberwockies?
The Jabberwockies,
wow,
yes.
Okay.
So the Jabberwockies actually did the dancing in the promo and they just CGI'd your faces onto it?
It wasn't the Jabberwockies. It was other breakdancers. I wish if the Jabberwockies were there, we would be like, please just you dance. We don't want to have we don't want to disrespect you by putting our faces on your bodies. But we just hired other people.
Wait, are you actually saying they did put your faces on too?
Yes. So there
so when Topher's doing the spin and all that, that's not him?
That's not him.
What?
Did you actually think it was him?
I thought it was him.
That's how good the effects are.
I mean, he was always doing it on the set of the Comedy Bang Bang TV show, those
are
two.
You, that's what he did. He was in that in the parking lot.
Really? This is why did they spend so much money on this?
Who knows? To really promote the show.
That's a sign of confidence,
yeah.
I guess.
I think this is actually also Topher's idea, but it was like... Hmm. Because the show is moving from...
They call him the Idea Man.
He has so many ideas.
Yeah,
and,
he's got a lot of nicknames. QC Topher, the Idea Man.
He's all over it.
That 70s Toph, some people call him.
That's what I call him, and he hates it. Mm-hmm. And But yeah, I guess to show that we're moving to a new time slot, we're moving to 9:30 now on Wednesdays.
Great way to show this.
Yeah.
Okay, because so I look at this and I go, if their bodies can move,
right,
certainly a television show can move.
Exactly. People are going to make that connection in 30 seconds, and they're going to know exactly what the show is about. But the show is not about dancing.
By the way, who knew what your time slot was before?
I didn't even know what our time slot was before. I was like, we're moving?
Confusing campaign, but I enjoyed it, and I was like, God, these guys can actually dance.
Yeah, Carla can actually. There's a move where she is like doing a handstand, and she
who's
goes,
Carla can?
Carla, her Carla Souza.
Oh, okay.
She does a handstand and she goes into a splits, and that is her.
Okay, so maybe this is what fooled me because I could tell that was definitely her.
Yeah, so it's
and
confusing.
Then I just took it as gospel that everyone else could
was
do.
Doing it. Yeah. No, but then there was body doubles with our faces CGI'd onto them.
And you guys seem so excited. I know we're talking about this commercial instead of the television show a lot. But you guys seem so excited when Topher hit that pose at the end. And you're all like, yeah.
We're really
good
actors.
Like, I was like, damn, these guys really are supportive of QC Toph over here.
If he actually did it, we would be that excited. But it was just
wow,
pretend.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And so how often do you play that commercial in the middle of your show to be like, hey, this was pretty cool. We spent a lot of money on it. It's more expensive than the actual show itself.
I know.
Let's just watch this for a while.
They'll probably run it for a while and on a lot of things.
Yeah.
I hope.
I believe I saw it on the Emmys, of course, television's biggest night, the Emmys.
Oh, nice. Oh, good. That's where it should be.
Sure, on television's biggest night, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful. Spinoff of Home Improvement or?
Exactly, yeah.
Great. Tool Time Taylor coming by at any point? No. He came by that other show. What was it? Man of the House? What's that other show that Tim Allen does? He did
Still
that.
Standing? No. What is it?
Whatever show.
Heaven
he just,
Can't Wait?
What is it? Heaven Can Wait? Ice House? What did you say?
Last Man Standing.
Yeah. Tim Tool Time Taylor came by that show.
Oh.
Yeah. He should come by other shows.
He should. Yeah.
Why only be on his show? And that's the thing I've always said. Scooby-Doo. He's so great.
Yeah.
Why is he only on Scooby-Doo?
That's a really great question. Solve mysteries in
show.
Every universe.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a wonderful show, of course.
Do you want me to tell people what it actually is about?
If I had to guess... And I'm merely speculating at this point.
Okay.
I would say it's probably based upon the creator's real life experiences of being inside a family where he and his siblings all made different amounts of money. And so that there's three siblings. One is very well off. One is middle class, but sort of struggling. And one is barely hanging on. Is that sort of what it is? Or?
Yeah, that's a really good guess.
I mean, I saw that commercial where you were dancing.
And you've got all that? Wow, yeah. I'm so glad. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, and you play one of the sibling's wife.
Yes, I play the sister who is the brokest. I play her wife. So we're
the
like,
one broke girl, which was the alternate title.
Yeah.
By the way, when my wife Kulop, maybe you know her,
yes,
she when we made the show Bajillion Dollar Properties, which had a lot of great people on it. The original title, because it was originally about two women brokers, it was two broker girls.
I mean, that's funny.
And we couldn't get the rights.
Oh, no.
Anyway, but so you play the wife of the really super broke one.
Mm-hmm.
And how is that? How does it feel to play a poor person?
I've had experience, so didn't have to dig deep. But we're like the two good do-gooders. I'm a teacher. She is a psychologist for like at-risk youth. So it's they kind of like
you're talking about these people like they're real right now.
Well,
which is kind of confusing
are
to me.
These oh, the people okay. that we're oh, embodying.
Okay. For a minute, you were like fooling me. Like you were talking about some really interesting people.
And they
like,
are interesting people. That's
I'm sure they're
watch.
Interesting for fake TV people.
That's how much I care about these characters.
You really care about these two.
It's my fucking job. I gotta care.
Could you? How deep do you go into character work? Could you tell me everything about like where they grew up, what schools they went to? Do you do all that kind of work?
I do not. Mm. No.
What do? You show up and say, these are my lines? All right. 2 minutes before you say them. Where in between are you?
I do think about the character and I try to.
All right. So closer to the latter.
I think about it on the drive to work.
Sure. You're like, yeah, this person's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Psychologist or no, wait, that's my wife.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I'll figure out when I get there.
Sure.
The words are on the page.
Well, look, it's a great show. Of course, we all know the old time slot. But it's in a new one. You figure it out. Muppets Haunted Mansion is coming out this Friday, and that's a very exciting. Listen to this cast. We have Bill Beretta, Dave Goles, Eric Jacobson, Peter Lins, David Rudman, and Matt Vogel. Wow. They're top-lining this film.
All the greats. They had to assemble us all. The true Avengers of Muppets.
Incredible. Production company, Muppet Studio, of course. This is one of Ed Asner's final works before he passed away. From natural causes, says the Wikipedia page. As if, like, they're worried that the Muppets Haunted Mansion movie frightened him to death. Yes.
Or he was murdered.
Why are they? They're really getting it in there.
Don't worry. It was natural.
It wasn't us. Oh boy. But Ed Asner, did you work with him or did you do this at home? Yeah.
No, I did it in a studio.
Oh, you did? Oh, great.
Yeah, it was really cool. I didn't get to meet all of the Muppets, but I got to see some of them from afar. And that
from
was,
afar? Which ones did you see from afar? Snuffleupagus probably looks like a regular Muppet from afar.
Oh, that would be very, so that had to be very far. Yes. Yeah. I was in the same room, but they were like, I saw Gonzo performing, and that's like, I think the last remaining Muppet performer.
Of the original ones. Yes. Okay. Who is that? Is that Peter Lins?
I don't know.
So when you saw them performing, were they doing the Muppet or were they just doing the voice?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because this is a live action movie?
It's a live action movie, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And what do you play? Do you play the person who says, there's always my way out, and then the lightning crashes, and then you look up, and they're hanging from a rope?
Oh, my God.
You've been to the Haunted Mansion, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
I play Mary, and I'm in the cemetery. I'm a writer.
Mary the cemetery.
Yeah.
Semi-Mary.
Semi-Mary.
Coming up a little later, we have someone who went to seminary, I believe. Man of the Cloth will be here. So you play Mary, who's in the cemetery, and the Muppets. Well, let's take a look at this plot, because it looks to be a one-sentence plot here on the Wikipedia page. Having survived every one of his daredevil performances, Gonzo. Mm-hmm. Gonzo takes on his biggest challenge yet at the Haunted Mansion, where he must spend one night there. Okay.
Pretty sweet.
He must do this.
Yeah. He's tasked to do this.
Are you a ghost in this thing? You're a ghost.
Yeah, I'm a ghost.
Incredible.
And there's like a fun song in the cemetery that I'm a part of. And yeah.
Is it new music or is it the music?
New music.
New music. Okay. So yeah. Who did the soundtrack for this?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's take a look at this. Who do we have? music by Ed Mitchell and Steve Morrell.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. And you know, so many great guest stars in this. You have Jeannie Mai, of course, from Holy Moly, and Alfonso Ribeiro from Fresh Prince. Yvette Nicole Brown, of course, Danny Trejo, Machete himself. And Taraji P. Henson, of course, Darren Criss, Will Arnett as the ghost host. Okay, he's the guy who says, there's always my way out, probably.
He must.
Yeah, he must say that. And then, of course, Ed Asner, who was not murdered on the set of this film.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. And that comes out this Friday. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
I'm excited to.
What do you do in the film? You're cemetery Mary, and you're in charge of the cemetery, or you live there?
No, I'm just like part of the song. I'm just like one of the ghosts that are there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And are you transparent?
Yeah.
Not like the show Transparent.
Yeah.
Which is about a transparent.
They filmed us and then they do some sort of technology to make us a little transparent and we look like ghosts.
Thanks for that explanation. Yeah. I appreciate that.
I think it's probably the same technology they used for the promo that we did for Home Economics.
Oh, really? Would it have surprised you if you had tuned into that promo for Home Economics and suddenly you guys were like transparent, like ghosts? And you're like, well, wait, is this a part of
no
it?
No one would have any clue what the show was about.
They're like, see, the show moves like these dancers, but it's also a ghost like these people.
People are like, I don't know what it is, but I have to tune in to figure out.
Incredible. Well, this is the week, right? This is the week of Sashir.
Yeah.
This is incredible. This is everyone. You're having a moment this week.
Hey, it feels like it's my year.
Really? 2021?
It's a good year.
This has been a good year for you. Tell us what's been going on.
Still shooting Home Economics. I shot Woke season 2 in Atlanta, and that was fun. I'm not exactly sure when that comes out. I think either end of this year, early next year.
Okay.
But I bought a house.
You bought a house? What's the address?
No.
No? Give me a square block at least. Damn. State? California?
I am in California, yes.
Okay. Could be anywhere, though, as far as we know. Could Napa?
California's
Redwoods?
Big. Yeah. It took me a long time to get here, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
3 days?
Yeah. I walked. I've been having...
If you could walk to the Grand Canyon, would you?
No, I don't think I would.
Why not?
I don't know, there's a ton of sites along the way, you know? The Grand Canyon is definitely a good destination.
But I'm saying in this situation, you can't drive there. You're not allowed to drive there. The only way to get there is to walk.
Yeah, I don't think I'm dying to see the Grand Canyon so much that I need to walk there.
I don't know.
I can wait till I get a car, whatever the situation is where I can drive again.
You're not allowed by the state to drive.
Anywhere. Or just
anywhere,
the Grand Canyon.
Anywhere. You've had a horrible drunk driving accident.
Oh,
something
oh
like
I see. Okay.
And the person that you love the most is waiting at the Grand Canyon and only has a month to live. Do you walk there?
Can I fly?
Yes.
I can take a plane.
Yes, yes.
I would probably take a plane.
Oh, okay. Well, this makes more sense.
And maybe take a lift to where the closest location to get to the Grand Canyon.
All right. Well, Sashir Zamata is here. She'd take a lift or a plane or a helicopter perhaps to the Grand Canyon.
If someone
she loves is there, she will be there, although she has been in a horrible, horrible accident. Responsible for the deaths of many.
But not Ed Asner.
No, but not Ed Asner. No, certainly not. We want to make that clear. Ed Asner, when he left that set, he was still alive and kicking. No Muppet was harmed, nor were Ed Asner harmed in the making of this film. Well, fantastic. Muppets Haunted Mansion comes out this Friday, and of course Home Economics is on Wednesdays. We have to get to our next guest, if that's all right. Are you ready for someone to talk to someone else other than me? That sounds like a relief, doesn't it? She's a party planner. This is exciting. Are you having any parties coming up in your new home? Perhaps a housewarming?
You know, maybe a Halloween party or something.
Halloween party?
Yeah.
What would you like to be for Halloween?
I haven't even thought about it.
I mean, you're a ghost in this movie.
Yeah, can't do that.
Did you get to keep the costume?
No, I wish. It did look really cool.
What is it? Is it like the Haunted Mansion dresses? Those old New Orleans kind of?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's too bad.
I know.
That would have been nice.
Maybe a witch. I like witches.
You like witches?
I do.
What do you like about witches?
I just like that they're kind of... Well, I like that they're usually women. Who are...
I believe they would be a warlock were they to be a man. So yeah, they are usually women.
They are usually women.
100% of the time, I would say.
And pretty powerful.
But like...
depending on kind of what you are.
Right, but compared to like the Incredible Hulk?
Well, Scarlet Witch, probably one of the most powerful Marvel characters.
Yeah, probably. She could probably turn the Incredible Hulk into like a little mouse.
Yeah.
But then, you know... What if she turned him into an elephant?
But why would she do that?
I don't know. She's crazy. Did you see that show? She's nuts in the head.
She's not nuts. She's grieving.
Well, not everyone who's grieving goes crazy and enslaves a whole town.
Okay,
spoilers.
She had a little moment.
A moment?
A little misstep.
They were in there for like
months. Where she enslaved some people, yes. But then she let them go.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know if I relate. Well, let's talk to this party planner about your party, because this sounds really good.
Okay.
She's a party planner. Please welcome to the show Harper L. Cosmopolitan.
Hi.
Hi, Harper.
Hi. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
It's our pleasure. I mean, you should be thanking me, not you guys, because Sashir didn't have any
say. Thank you so much, Sashir, for having me.
He did run it by me.
thank you so much.
I deserve 100% of the thanks for this.
Again, thank you, Sashir.
No problem.
So appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Harper, welcome.
Hi, thank you. So yes, I am a party planner, but I have sort of started to specialize in one thing specifically, and that is proposal
planning. Why did you want me to introduce you as a party planner?
Because, I used to do a lot more different types of parties. I used to do gender reveal parties primarily.
Oh, really?
But now
you weren't a part of that one that caused a fire.
Yeah.
I've been a part of a lot of ones that have caused issues, not fires, okay. But
floods.
So what was happening was I was making, you know, different like pies and cakes and, you know, sometimes chips and dips and things like that. And
you were making chips and dips from scratch, like yes. You're a Mexican restaurant.
Yes. And from and then the, you know, the soon to be mommy and daddy would shoot their guns at them. And they would explode and, you know, we would know if it was going to be a boy or a girl. But what I was doing, which I didn't realize at the time, was that I was making pipe bombs, basically.
Oh, wow.
And instead of the chips?
I was building them just to make sure that the color would explode and baking them into the dips. And
into the you were baking pipe bombs into the dips to make sure that there would be a big explosion, exactly. A colorful explosion.
Most recently, I was doing like a bean dip.
Hmm. Bean dip, by the way, hasn't been on the show in a minute.
Explosive. Yeah.
And then it was topped with a queso ranch, and inside was a pipe bomb that exploded.
Hold on. The you made bean dip, yeah. And it was topped with a case of ranch.
That's what you have a problem with?
A case,
not the pipe bomb that's in there.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm imagining a tiny bowl of ranch or a tiny bowl of bean dip, and then a case of,
right.
of like
so
bottles
I,
of ranch dressing.
I ordered about 500 bottles of ranch, so it came in a case.
Okay.
And then
500 to a case. That, these are either small bottles or a huge case.
I got it from a friend who works at TGI Fridays. I just asked where they get their ranch.
That makes sense.
And so anyway, what ended up happening was that the pipe bomb exploded and it killed all of the cats in the neighborhood.
Oh, no.
They're dead.
Just the cats?
Just cats.
What? Can I ask why just the cats and not why any people? Were they attuned to a certain frequency that makes cats explode? Or
there was just a little colony that had been living there.
Oh, no.
And they lived in this beautiful mansion, and they were all out on the porch watching the gender reveal party. And
They'd been kicked out of the party.
No, the house belongs to them.
The house belongs to the cats?
Yes.
This is such a strange story. I'm trying to understand it.
It was in Washington State. I hope that clarifies.
Oh, and someone had left their in their will a big, beautiful mansion to their cats.
Yes.
And so the cats owned the house.
Yes.
And then who was having the gender reveal party? A cat?
The neighbors.
The neighbors.
The human neighbors.
And the cats allowed them to come over to their house because it was bigger than their
place?
The
cats were just the neighbors. They were watching from their porch. I don't know why this is so confusing.
I'm sorry. The cats are the neighbors?
The cats are the
neighbors. The cats own their own mansion,
yes.
Which was next door to the gender reveal party.
Exactly. So
I get it.
But this wasn't the first time that I had killed cats with. From the gender reveal parties. So I've killed other cats from the pipe bombs.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What's happened in other?
It's just all coincidences. These cats happen to be there. And
it's because they're curious.
Who did the cats leave the mansion to?
The cats were left the mansion.
Yeah, but they died. So who gets the mansion now?
Well, I'm
Is
sure
it
that's a big legal battle. I'm sure that's in the courts.
Okay.
Anyway, that's not what I do anymore, you know?
Wait, tell me about the other cats, though. I'm sorry to dredge these feelings up, but...
Okay, fine. I had built a pie out of cherries and topped with a chocolate fondue.
So wait, you built a pie. It wasn't a cherry pie. It was a pie built out of cherries.
Yes. And inside.
So the crust was made of cherries.
Yes. And inside was a chocolate fondue. And there.
Okay.
And
so it was a chocolate pie made out of cherries.
Yes.
Okay.
And no, it was a cherry pie with a chocolate filling. And inside the filling was a pipe bomb that I had built.
Right.
And it was supposed to announce that it was going to be a baby girl. And instead,
how does a pipe bomb do that? Or meaning the when it exploded, the color of brown would be representative of it was a baby. How does the gender reveal part of
well,
it?
Well, the inside the pipe bomb is the confetti.
I see.
So it didn't really matter what the filling was. The filling's just a tasty treat.
I see. So people would get the filling splashed upon them.
Yes.
Go, and look, it's blue confetti.
And then there would be shrapnel, which is ended up being what killed the cats.
But none of the people.
No, thank God. Except for my my husband.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. You're a widow?
I am, yeah.
Oh,
I,
no.
Well, I killed him, so I don't know if you still call me a widow.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're a murderess, certainly. Well, I mean, involuntary manslaughteress.
Yes.
Right, okay.
So.
Huh. This is tough. So how long ago, what I'm trying to say, I'm not good with death here, obviously, because I'm struggling with what to say. I mean, look at how I mean, Sashir played a ghost.
Sashir, thank you again for having me on. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to bring it down.
Yeah, had I known it was going to be this, I maybe would have said.
Said what?
Plan my party. Got some people to knock out.
So, the reason that I actually got into my new job, which is proposal planning, was because of the incident when my late husband proposed to me. And I thought I would honor him by continuing.
What happened? There was an incident when he proposed to you?
He inspired my work. Basically, what happened was I was in the hospital.
For something else?
For something else. I was getting an ovarian cyst removed.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Was it removed successfully?
It was. It looked like, the thing is when they removed it, it looked like Sarah Jessica Parker.
Really? And what, from the side or profile or?
Just the whole thing. It looked like
full
her
body?
Head. Her head.
Like her, oh, just her head.
Just her head.
So the frizzy kind of hair, is it like from Sex and the City era?
Yes, or? Yes. Okay. Exactly. Carrie Bradshaw.
Okay.
Yeah. Early Carrie Bradshaw.
Okay, so before things started drooping.
Oh, my God. No comment. And anyway, what happened was that all these doctors were in the room because they really wanted to see this kind of miraculous cyst.
Yeah.
And
I can only imagine. I mean, religions are started because of this type of thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like that towel that has Jesus's shadow on it and everything, you know?
Yeah. Or that, wasn't there like a tortilla that looked like Jesus?
I think it was like toast.
Toast.
Yeah.
There was a tortilla, though, I remember, that had like the silhouette of Jesus on it. The tortilla itself didn't look like Jesus.
Right. The imprint on the tortilla.
Yeah. The tortilla was pretty round, I would say.
It looked like a normal tortilla.
Looked more like one of those 76 balls, you know, the gas station balls.
Sure, yeah, okay.
A two-dimensional version. So, okay. If it were a three-dimensional, it would be spherical.
So a circle?
A circle.
Exactly. Without the 76, I should say, but with Jesus instead. Mm. If you were driving down the street and you saw a 76 station and it had Jesus's face on it instead of the 76, what do you think about that?
I don't think I would know it was a 76.
You'd probably think that it was a church or something, right?
Yeah.
And you'd pull up hoping to pray or something. And instead they're like, hey, do you want this gas?
Instead they'd be like, time to fill up.
I like you, Harper.
Thank you so much. Anyways, can I continue?
So you were in the hospital. All these doctors are there.
The room is full. Let me set the scene. The room is full. The townspeople, everyone's trying to get in.
Townspeople?
The townspeople are trying to get in to see it. The media is there. And
when you say the media, what are we talking? The old gray lady?
What?
The New York Times?
The local paper.
Local paper. So it hadn't gone national yet.
No, it was fresh news.
The United States of America Today was not invited.
Exactly. It was as fresh as that ovarian cyst.
Oh, wow.
And
How long does that take, though, to grow?
It takes a long time.
Okay, so not that fresh.
It took a few years.
Okay.
But we're lucky that they removed it when they did. And anyway, the doctor comes in and he says to me, I'm sorry, but you're not going to make it.
Oh, no.
And I thought, serves me right.
Sir, why would you think that?
For killing all those cats.
Oh, is it this? Oh, so you got married in between the cat incidents?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Before I killed my husband, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So before your second cat incident, the husband dying, he proposed to you.
Right.
You got this cyst in between these two things.
Yes. And so, and I said, serves me right. And then he says, you're not going to make it without me. And it was my husband, my future husband, proposing to me.
Your future and ex-husband as well.
Yes, who I later killed.
Yeah, proposing to you. So the doctor says you're not going to make it. He's in on it.
But no, the doctor was my husband. He was wearing a mask.
Oh, wow. What kind of mask? Like a werewolf?
like a Jabberwockies kind of mess. Yes.
Did you start popping and locking? And
he was wearing one of those.
He was wearing a doctor's mask.
Yeah, doctor's mask.
The kind you find in a Halloween store. Is that a Prince song?
The kind we all wear now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, meaning a surgical. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was
like a doctor's
a rubber
mask.
A rubber mask of a doctor.
What the fuck? No.
The kind that you'd find in a Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Yeah. So anyway, needless to say, it was a shock.
Did he take off his mask saying... In between, he said, you're not going to make it. Take off the mask.
And he takes off the mask and then he tells me and he shows me the ring.
You the ring.
And obviously, you
down
know.
Down on one knee?
Best day of my life. Yes.
Okay. And then did a real doctor come in and tell you you were going to make it or was that hanging over your head?
Were you sewn up at this point? Did they close you up? After
no, I was loose.
You had a loose cyst? Wow.
Everything was still loose.
Oh.
And thankfully, at that point, I think that's when the doctor came in and he started sewing me up.
Oh, okay, good. And the doctor was like, hey, get out of here to the other guy or?
No, he liked having the people there. He liked putting on a show.
Oh, he's one of those guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what inspired me to get into the work that I do now.
Which is?
Proposals. I help men plan proposals.
Men plan proposals and you help them. Okay, so I want to dig in on this a little bit, but we have to take a break. Is that okay? I'd love to.
Sashir, is this okay?
I'll allow it, yeah.
Thank you so much. But watch myself, counselor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you'll have one more time.
Okay. That works out, actually. All right. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Harper L. Cosmopolitan about her new business. We also have a Man of the Cloth coming up and something that's extinct. This is a very exciting show. We will be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace. You know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here. A next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template, and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang. to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. Sashir Zamata of Muppets Haunted Mansion. Is this set at the Haunted Mansion, the ride, or the Haunted Mansion, the Haunted Mansion? Do you know what I mean? The distinction between the two? Like, are there people going through the mansion all the time, like on the ride?
No.
Hmm.
No,
because that would not be hard to spend one night in that place.
This is in a world where there is a mansion that is haunted.
Okay, does Disneyland not exist in this world? Disneyland exist, but there's like a hole in the ground where the Haunted Mansion is because that doesn't exist?
Wow. I don't know.
Can you please call perhaps one of the stars of this film, such as Bill Beretta or Dave Goals? And get these answers for us, because
I don't know if I am allowed to even talk to them.
Do you think there's any kind of dialogue where they're like, boy, I wish a place like Disneyland existed?
Maybe. I mean, Disney's always trying to sell more Disney stuff.
That's true.
So
that's a good point. Do you have any toys?
Disney toys?
No, just toys. Do you own any toys? This is an off mic conversation. I want to ask you about this later. We have to get to back to our other guest, Harper L. Cosmopolitan. She has a new business where she helps men plan proposals.
Right. Okay. Yes. Hi. Thank you again, Sashir.
Oh, of course.
So basically, my new business, like I said, I help men propose to women because I know
only men and women. Well, interesting.
It's not that I'm against helping others. It's just that men come to me because I understand women in the way that no one else can understand.
I see. So if a man wanted to propose to another man, that you wouldn't know what
they're
to do.
Welcome to come to me. I just am saying so far.
You'd be like, men. I don't know what to do for you. You're welcome to come, but I have no idea.
Well, I would probably give them the same kind of tips I give.
Okay. Interesting. What are these tips? So you do give tips. I have other guests who don't give tips. So you do give
well,
tips.
Well, these are just some suggestions.
Oh, okay.
They're not tips.
Helpful hints.
So basically, you know, I always tell the guys that I'm working with, this is the day that a woman is going to remember for the rest of her life. There's nothing in a woman's life that will ever be as big as this.
Really? Not even the wedding itself?
Or childbirth?
Yeah.
No, career? No.
Not even the premiere of season 2 of...
That was big for me.
What was it called
home
again?
Economics.
Home Economics! No. I want to say Home Improvement. I want to say Home for the Holidays, but it's Home Economics.
Yeah.
It's... A proposal would be bigger than that, I'm sorry to say.
Wow.
So it is the biggest day in a woman's life because think about it. Think about when you go out in the world. Nobody says, what was it like giving birth or what is your job? Everyone's always asking what?
No one's ever asked what is your job to anyone.
What was it like when he popped the question?
Yeah.
And so what I do is I say to the guy, I say, okay, tell me everything about her. And he might say, you know, she likes... water bottles and she likes...
What'd you say, water bottles?
Water bottles and she likes...
That's like a characteristic that some people have. They like water bottles.
Right.
Yeah.
Or she likes...
You're just looking around the room right now. Are you usual suspecting this?
She likes microphones. She likes... She likes masks. She likes tote bags. She likes highlighters, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll say, okay, we're going to take all of that and we're going to throw it in the trash because it doesn't matter.
Oh.
Oh.
What matters is putting on a show. Really shocking her.
Okay.
Maybe even scaring her a little bit.
Oh, scaring her. Well, this is a perfect month to talk about this. This is probably one of the spookiest months that exists. Yeah. October, of course.
For sure.
So when you say scaring her, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'll tell you about one of my most recent clients, I guess. I worked with him because he...
It wasn't Ed Asner, was it? Because we want to make sure you did not frighten him to death.
Not that I know of because, okay. No, not that I know
Unless
of.
One of these things happened in a public place where he happened to be passing through.
Exactly. And I don't know that that's true, but, okay. We were.
Because he's a national treasure. Lou Grant, other roles.
So he didn't die on set.
Apparently not. As far as we know. Anyone can edit these Wikipedia pages, though. So I don't know. Well, I don't know if I'm hitting it on the day where they're like, better clean this one up.
So one of my most recent clients, he was, he told me that his girlfriend was graduating from medical school.
Oh.
And so what we did was she was graduating, she's up on stage, she's getting her diploma, and she gets up on stage and the dean says, I'm sorry, no, you're not going to graduate today.
Whoa.
And she says,
nightmare.
What? And he says, no, you're not going to be a doctor today.
Today.
Or ever.
Are they allowed to say that?
She starts bawling her eyes out.
Oh. And I can only imagine. This is a terrible, terrible dream.
Through the crowd. Wait.
So, okay. I thought it was going to be the actual dean was going to take off his dean's mask. But no, through the crowd, you hear wait.
Through the crowd. Wait. There's her husband, Chase.
Chase
Bank.
Chase Bank. Great name.
My client. And he says, you can play doctor with me forever. Gets down on one knee. and has the ring.
So she actually won't be a doctor. She didn't get it.
No, she won't. She didn't get it.
Okay. So wait, the dean was not in on it?
No.
He's just saying she's not going to get it?
Chase
and then he
Bank talked to him and they figured it all out. And so
he stopped her degree.
And she said, I'm going to remember this day for the rest of my life.
I can only imagine. My gosh.
That was one client of mine.
Chase Bank.
I had...
That was one of your most recent, you said.
One of my most recent.
Not the most recent.
No, I have another one that was even more recent.
How recent was this one?
Oh, 2-3.
2-3? Really? Okay. What happened with this client? And what's this person's name?
This person's name is City.
City.
Bank.
Oh.
Is this
Chase's brother? Or?
No, different bank. Bank's a popular last name.
Oh, okay.
And so I talked with him about his, you know, girlfriend, and he told me that one of her biggest fears is being forgotten. And so
what do you mean being forgotten after she passes away or being forgotten?
Yeah, just in general, if abandonment issues. I think. And so what we did was I called up everyone in her life that she sees on a day-to-day basis, and I said, let's pretend like she's doesn't exist today.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So all day long, she's walking around. She's going to work. No one's opening the door for her. No one's calling her phone. I deleted her email. Wow. I burned her Social Security card.
You burned her Social Security card? How did that come up that day?
Just to be extra sure.
Okay.
I deleted all her social media. So
did she think she was a ghost?
She thought she was a ghost. Mm. She was had no idea what was going on.
Did she try walking through walls at one point and she just kind of hit the wall or?
I think she fell down the stairs.
Oh.
But that was unrelated.
Oh, okay.
And she gets home and she, you know, she comes in.
You said, you know, and then and made a like gesture, but I guess I don't just from that gesture, like put her stuff down or what is that gesture?
The opening the doors.
Oh,
she
okay.
flies. She flew open the doors.
Open the doors. Okay.
She gets home and she says, honey, no one could see me today. And he says, I'll see you for the rest of my life.
Huh, I'm getting the formula.
And he proposed to her. And
wow.
She said, I'll never forget this day.
Did all of her friends like rush in at that point? Or
No.
They weren't there?
No.
Just the next day they started seeing her again?
No, we had it going for a full week, I think, actually, now that my memory's back. 2-3. It was a long, little while ago.
Yeah. The most recent.
No, it wasn't the most recent. There was one more.
There's one more. Okay, tell us about that one.
This one was quite a long game.
Oh.
If I am being honest.
The long con.
So we had, he was like, I want to really shock her.
Right.
And so his name is Bank America.
Oh, Bank, comma, of America? Or?
Bank. I think it's the middle initials O.
Oh, okay. And bank spelled like B-A-N-Q-U-E or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, bank O America.
Okay.
And he...
What did Mr. America want to do with
him? He said, I really want to shock her. I said, I know just the thing. And I showed up at her house dressed as a FBI person. And I said, listen, your husband unfortunately passed away in a... I gave away the ending. They get engaged.
Okay, good. Okay. We hope so after all this trouble.
So he...
How is this a long con, by the way, at this point? It sounds like you just showed up at one...
Well, this... You'll see what I mean.
Oh, okay.
So I show up and I say...
You show up next and you say something.
I show up and I'm dressed as a FBI.
Okay, so first an FBI guy comes.
And that's me.
And that's you. Oh, okay.
Okay. So
and you say, I'm sorry, but your fiance or your
boyfriend has passed away in a crazy train
situation
/ plane accident.
Oh, whoa. So what? Like a plane, like a flying into a train? And oh my gosh.
Yes.
Or I guess that's easier than a train going flying into
that
a plane.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. That's what happened.
That's what happened.
Oh, wow.
And so, well, that's what I told her. Mm. And she said.
Right. Yeah, I forgot this. It's a lot like Sashir's character. It's not real.
Yeah.
She's committed.
She said to me, I didn't hear about this on the news. I haven't heard this at all. I said, well, that's what happened. Just trust me. We're covering it up. We're the government. And so she said, okay, I won't tell anyone. And, you know, she had a funeral for him and everything. And, and then 6 years go by.
6 years go by.
And he shows up at her front door. And she, at this point, she's married. She has kids. She worked making hand lotion at home.
Now, is that part of the tragedy of this all?
Or no, this that's is just where incidental she's at.
To where she's at. Okay, got it.
And he had been in, you know, living in a small village in Italy.
Oh.
And
like to be out of sight?
Yeah,
or?
To be out of sight. Okay. Completely anonymity.
Sort of a Luca situation?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Going to and fro in the water, back to land.
Sure.
And, and he came back and he said,
I guess I meant Luca the song, but
he said
he lives on the second floor is what I was trying to get.
He said to her, he said, nothing could ever stop me. Not rain, nor shine, nor
was
death.
Was he a mailman?
Nor death.
How did that tie? How did the mailman's creed tie into this?
I just thought it was a nice thing to say for him.
Oh, okay. You wrote this.
Yes, I write most of what they say.
Oh, okay.
So he said to her, not rain, nor shine, nor death. And she said, I'll never forget this day. I do.
And she left her husband?
She left everything, even the kids.
Whoa.
She doesn't
Whoa.
Talk to the kids
she
anymore.
She doesn't even talk to them.
Whoa.
Isn't that so beautiful?
I don't know.
And so this is my work. And I would never have had this happen had it not been for my late husband.
So your husband died a while ago because this took 6 years.
Yeah, this was a long time ago. This was.
So your husband died what?
Eight, nine,
something like that.
8, 9, 10. Mm,
yeah, yeah. Wow. Okay. So you, wow. I mean. So,
and I, not to bring it back to death. So, sorry, Sashir. But.
She just played a ghost. She's not an actual ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But I did get into character really well.
And it is your podcast. Really? I don't want to bring it down too much.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for being respectful.
But. My husband, you know, he really was such an inspiration for me. And had I not killed him, I think we would have been doing this work together.
Can I offer a theory, though?
Hmm.
What if your husband is doing the same thing that you did with Bank of America and you just thought you killed him and he's actually in one of those small Italian villages on the second floor, waiting to come back and do something similar to you for your anniversary.
No, he's dead. He is dead.
He's dead. Oh, okay.
Because he already proposed to me, but B, I saw it with my own two eyes.
What a romantic way of saying, what did you see with those own two eyes?
Well, so I'll tell you what happened. I came home after a long day's work.
I thought this happened at work.
Well, no, it didn't. It was my own gender reveal to him. We were pregnant.
Oh, so you planned your own gender reveal party.
Right.
With the chocolate cherry.
No, this was pot. That was a different. That killed a cat. This is what I don't understand why you're confused.
I'm pretty sure that you said your husband died at the one that
I thought
the second
I said
one
a
the
cat.
Cats. Yeah, you said cats and your husband.
I said I killed cats in the first one, and I killed another cat, and I explained how I killed the second one. And then I mentioned that my...
This was a third one. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm not following.
There have been many accidents.
Okay.
But this was, with him, the last.
So you came home. You're about to reveal the gender of your... I didn't know you had children.
I now do. I have one. Hmm. I had baked a beautiful dip.
baked dip. Mm.
It was a baked crab rangoon.
Mm.
Like a massive crab rangoon.
Massive for just the two of you.
Just, and you would break off pieces of the crab rangoon and you would dip into the...
We all know how dip works, yeah.
And inside, you know, was a pipe bomb.
Sure.
Of course, I now know. And he came home and I said, why don't you get your machine gun out and... and shoot up that crab rangoon. And he said, anything for you. And he did. And kabloomy!
So you're using onomatopoeia to describe this horrific accident.
Kabloomy!
Not really. It was a real kabloony. Yeah, I get that. But not really an accident either, because he's semi-culpable shooting off machine guns into Crab Rangoon in the house.
Kasplooey.
Sure. Real kasplooey time. Yes.
The shrapnel of the Crab Rangoon. To quote my friend Maggie Winters, he was Crab Rangoon.
Oh, no.
Was she there or?
She wasn't, but I told her the story later.
And she, is that the first thing she said? She seems like not a Samantha to me. Who's the sarcastic one?
Oh, Cynthia?
Who'd Kim Cattrall play?
Oh, that's Samantha.
Oh, that's Samantha. Oh, okay. She's a Samantha. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, she
who did Sarah Jessica Parker play?
Carrie.
Carrie, right. Yeah, because she carried the rest of the cast. That's how you can remember that.
No, I disagree wholeheartedly.
Not a fan? You don't like her because you had that cyst in the shape of her. So you have a bias.
She took so many fluids from me. She took so much of my energy on the day-to-day basis. Wow.
Well, this is an incredible story. Were I to be your husband, and I sincerely hope I never am, I'm not looking. Thank you very much. But I would be very wary of you. You've put so many pipe bombs into dips that if, you know, I would have maybe put two and two together that something was going on and not shot up that
dip. Not me. I had no idea. Maybe had I killed a human earlier. But I hate cats, so.
Oh, okay. So that's, Well, wonderful. Harper, how can people get a hold of you? How can people find you?
Right. So I hear a lot of men listen to this podcast, so I knew this was the
great. It's about 50-50. Who are we kidding?
So I thought this would be a good place to advertise my services.
Yeah.
You can.
This is sort of the maxim of podcasts.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I've always, you know, for a while it was humanities podcast, but now I think the maxim of podcasts is a great way to describe it.
What would you say the percentage of people who listen to the podcast who have beards are?
Ooh, boy, it's a real beardy medium, don't it?
I'm going to say 79.
Take away 10, you got something, in my opinion. But, so what, I'm sorry, what was your, yes, you're trying
to. So you can reach me at my website.
Okay.
And the website is... Oh, no. What happened? Boom. Kablooey.
.com/org. Oh, .com/org. Good. You wanted to cover your bases. Wonderful.
Right.
All right. Well, what happened? Kablooey.
Oh, no. What happened?
Do you have to say it like
kablooey.
That?
Are
you typing it in italics or something? How do you convey that?
Oh, no. What happened? Kablooey.
Yeah, you have to. Use a series of lowercase and uppercase depending on the volume.
The SpongeBob.
And how high you're going with your voice.
Okay, sounds like Wayne Dings is involved in this too.
Yeah.
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 I mean, yes.
Okay.
For sure. So reach me there, boys, men, beards.
Yep. All three of those types, all listeners of Comedy Bang Bang. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you, Harper, for being here. Can you stick around? We have another guest we have to get to.
If Sashir wants me to.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah,
thank you, Sashir. I appreciate that. We have to get to our next guest. He is the aforementioned man of the cloth. This is very exciting. Are you a religious person, Sashir?
I am not.
You're not.
I did grow up in the church, but I no longer live there.
You no longer live. So you actually live there. Wow.
I grew up in the church. Yeah.
Like in the attic? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. No, in the pulpit.
Oh, right there in the pulpit.
I took a bath where they baptize people.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a big house.
Yeah, it was nice.
Great. Well, I don't know what religion he practices, but please welcome for the first time on the show, Reverend Goodfeeling.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I am Reverend Goodfeeling from the Church of Commercials. Bow your heads and please let us pray.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yes, we're praying. Course. All right. Sure. Bowing my head.
Pizza in the morning. Pizza in the evening. Pizza at supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
It is a pleasure to be here.
No problem. Can I ask Reverend Goodfeeling, you're the Church of Commercials?
The Church of Commercials. That is right, Brother Scott.
What does that mean? Like, explain that to me. Because I know a lot of churches are like the Church of Latter-day Saints, which I don't even know what that means, but
it means the saints after the first day. The ones who came after. The latter.
A little late to the party.
Yes.
They're like Sashir to the home
Not
economics
the exact. Church of former day saints.
Mm-hmm. But what does the Church of Commercials mean?
Everybody finds their religion in different ways. Brother Scott, I chose to start, we all worship differently.
Sure. You've said that a couple of times now in different ways.
The way people
You know
pray,
what you're talking about, right?
The way, you understand what I'm saying, Scott.
You have a firm grasp on this, right?
You get what I'm saying, Brother Scott.
Sure, no. You can't just say you get what I'm saying instead of saying it.
You understand what I'm saying, Brother Scott. Everybody has the ways that they worship. And I have chose to worship this way, and I hope to convert you and your guestesses as we go forward.
Okay, well, we'll see. I mean, if by the end of this, you know, maybe you'll have three converts.
Sister Harper.
Yes.
Sister Sasha.
Yes.
Brother Scott.
Yes, yes. Reverend. Reverend Goodfellas. No, Goodfeeling. Sorry. Very close to Goodfellas.
On the ninth day, the saints were hungry.
Oh.
And the Lord said, beef is what's for dinner.
Well, on the ninth day, because we've gone through the seventh ones in the original Bible.
Yes.
Then what happened on the eighth?
On the eighth day, the saints stuffed their mouths with peanut butter.
Ooh.
Right before they tried to call into a radio station to answer a trivia question.
Is this the Alexander Hamilton commercial?
Aaron Burr, Scott, you understand what I'm saying, Brother Scott?
I do understand what you're
Sister
saying.
Sister Harper.
Yes.
Sister Sasha.
So wait, so you worship the actual commercials? Is that what you're saying? Or just your belief system is based upon the teachings of these commercials?
Exactly, brother. You get what I'm saying.
Okay.
You understand exactly. You have hit the nail on the head.
A lot like a certain commercial.
Yes.
I'm hoping there's a commercial for nails.
Of course, there's a commercial for things getting hit on the head.
I don't remember a commercial advertising something getting hit on the head.
Sock'em boppers.
Sock'em boppers.
So more fun than a pillow fight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Were you a big fan of TV growing up? Did you watch a lot of TV?
Never saw one.
Really? So what happened to you recently then?
I started to watch commercial compilations on YouTube.
Compilations?
They last for hours and hours and hours.
See, now this is interesting to me because approximately 21 years or so, somewhere around there, TiVo was invented. And this was an invention which let you skip through the things that we don't like to watch, which is the commercials. But you like to watch them, so much so that you're watching whole hours-long compilations of them.
Well, that is why, Brother Scott. You see, I was raised with TiVo. I'm 21 years old.
You're 21 years old today?
21. Today is my birthday.
Congratulations.
Wow. You have such a nice, deep voice, like a manly voice for a young man.
I've been smoking for 14 of those years.
Oh, my God. Since you were 7 years old. Can I offer you a sex on the beach?
Please. I'll take
the drink. The drink.
Oh. Well, never mind then.
What are your teachings? What's your belief system? What do you believe?
I done told you, Scott, how many times I got to tell you, Brother Scott.
Tell me again. I'll tell
you one more time. Reese's for breakfast?
Is that a question?
Amen. Amen.
Because it is unusual to have candy for breakfast.
Yes.
I was raised with TiVo, and my mother fast-forwarded through all the commercials at all times.
Since the day you were born,
the day I was
she
born,
bought a TiVo.
The same day TiVo came out, she said, "I have to raise this child. I cannot."
She's like, "On my way back from the hospital, can we make a stop?
We make a stop at Circuit City."
Of course, this is back when Circuit Cities were still in business.
Absolutely, Brother Scott. Amen.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, this is incredible. So you know what I've been noticing on these commercials? By the way, did you see the home economics commercial? The one where Topher Grace is dancing around and
he spins on his head.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the show.
Oh, so you watch shows too?
Not yet. That'll be the first one. Bow your heads. Let's pray.
Okay. All right. Bow your heads, please.
And on the 11th day, the woman stepped into the courtroom.
Skipping a lot of days.
Stepped into the courtroom as a lawyer and realized that she was about to lose her case. And so she went to the back of the room where there was a bathroom, and she got into the shower and she used herbal essences and she screamed, "Yes, yes, yes." Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
For a second with that one, I thought someone was going to come out of the wall.
Yeah.
Like Kool-Aid Man?
Yeah. Because you said it was in the courtroom, and I think I remember one of those.
Oh, yes. You remember, Sister Hopper.
Someone bursting out of the wall. Yeah.
I don't remember that commercial.
Kool-Aid.
I remember the herbal essences one. She's like very stressed at work, so she decides to take a shower.
Yeah.
At work?
Very sexy. Yes. Like in the courtroom bathroom.
In the courtroom bathroom, and had a shower.
And it turns into such a luxurious experience because she's using this herbal essences that it feels like a spa day for her.
But what you don't realize is that's actually how every woman showers.
Oh.
Yeah. In a courtroom?
Even in the comfort of her own home.
Yeah, just saying yes, just, yes,
oh,
yes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, you know.
Because there are clits on our head.
Yeah, exactly. It's in the far back.
I don't think that's ever been said on this show before.
That's why people have a hard time finding it. It's up
it's all the way back there.
Everyone's always trying to go between our legs and say, no. It's between the backs of the ears.
If you're one of those beardies listening to this show... I can only imagine next time you have sex, just like they're rubbing the back there going like, have I found it?
Oh, how I wish.
Yeah. Do you have any other commercials?
I got a whole bunch of them, Scott. I got a compilation, Brother Scott.
Sure.
Let us pray.
All right, let's pray.
Mm. On the 13th day, the man did not have enough money to make a phone call, so he chooses to call collect. But he has to make it quick so as the other person will not be charged. And so when the call says, "You have a call from," he says, "Bob, we had a baby as a boy." And then he hangs up. Amen.
Amen. I don't remember this.
Geico Direct.
We had a baby. It's a boy. Oh, yeah. That's right.
So these teachings aren't necessarily just like the
how to
slogan,
live your life.
Or like the. Yeah,
you have to read between the lines.
Okay. This is a lot like Proverbs.
Proverbs.
Yes.
Okay. Don't look at them directly.
Right.
Look at them Geico directly.
So if I were to interpolate what you're trying or
interpolate.
Interpolate, I guess, is if I were a musician using your song in my own song. But if I were to interpret
what you're trying to say.
Yes.
Oh, God.
If I were to interpret what you're trying to say. Okay, you shouldn't ever. God, this is a tough one. Sure, you should never waste your resources on things that aren't important. You should save them for when something important actually happens, such as having a baby.
And you should never burden others with financial responsibility.
Oh. Wow.
Y'all don't hear. Y'all not hearing me.
Y'all hear?
Amen.
Amen.
How would you interpret this one? A bunch of five people are dancing in a room. Would that say to you like, oh, their time slot is moving?
I've seen that one. And I would say that here's how you interpolate that. Y'all listening? Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Never judge a dancer by their face.
No.
Because they could be. CGI,
yeah,
computer generated imagery
instead of Moomin Show. Who is it again? The
Jabberwockies.
Why do I want to say the Bee Honeys?
What is that?
I don't know. Are they who attacked that guy in My Girl? So how many people do you practice at a church or
we do, but we have been doing a virtual sermons.
Oh, yeah, over Zoom?
Yes.
Okay.
Only allowing 250 capacity.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Inside of the church.
Oh, okay.
The church is still full.
Yes, but we are offering virtual.
Oh, okay.
In case you don't want to come.
So this is a popular place?
Extremely
church?
Popular.
Hmm.
Is it mostly young people who have not watched or like homeschooled kids who didn't have TV?
Yes, we are all 21. And we all...
Everyone's 21?
Everyone's 21. We are having a big birthday party this year. You are all welcome.
Really?
Oh, I would love to plan something for that.
Oh,
please,
yeah.
Please, what would you plan?
Don't let her make a dip.
Probably a dip.
I love dip. Do you have any bean dip with a queso ranch?
Do I have a case of ranch sitting in my garage right now?
Do you have a cherry pie with chocolate filling?
No.
Sorry.
I don't want a cherry pie.
No.
I want a pie made of cherries.
Right. Made from cherries.
Made from cherries.
I can do that. Yes.
Okay.
Sister Harper, invited.
When is this
party? Are you 21 as well?
I am 40.
Wow. You said that so slowly, like you were trying to figure it out. Based on our previous conversation.
Well, I had a kid.
So
8 years ago.
Cat kill.
I think I did a pretty quick job.
Yeah, you did. It was good.
When you have kids, your brain just, it's mush.
Oh, yeah. So your kid, by the way, is 8 years old. Does your kid watch commercials?
My kid, we have no screens in the house.
Really?
It's just,
not even for the windows?
No. And my kid's just indoors making dips.
Oh, why? If that's not part of your business any longer.
Oh, it still is, because we serve a dip at the proposal.
Oh, okay.
But there's just nothing inside.
No pipe bombs
No
inside.
Pipe bombs.
Okay,
great. Repetition is key.
Right.
Bow our heads. Let's
okay, but, all right. Amen. Oh, no, we don't say amen until we're done.
Oh, so
okay,
sorry. Yeah.
And on that 19th day, she skipped it and skipped it and skipped it. Now, amen.
I don't know that. Amen, but I don't.
Oh, like a skip it. I used to have one of those.
Same. What is a skip it?
It's a little thing you put around your ankle and it has a thing to a ball.
What? Has a thing to a ball?
You've seen it. It's a toy.
It's a toy.
Oh, so you have a toy.
I wanted
this to be an off mic conversation, but I'm glad we finally got to it.
No, Scott, you have to read between the lines, interpolate.
Okay.
What's the commercial?
You tell me, though. This
You're
is
not
part,
following me, Brother Scott.
This is part of your job, though, as the Reverend is, to,
Maybe
to help us.
It's like skipping over obstacles that get in your way.
By using practice and repetition.
Mm.
Practice makes perfect.
Mm. Okay. Wow. Practice makes perfect.
Skip over the obstacles. Amen.
Amen.
Can I ask, why don't you just say the thing you mean? Like, I've always wondered that. Anytime you go to church and you're, like, interpreting these proverbs and stuff, like, why didn't they just write down the thing they wanted you to know?
It was the 80s, Scott.
Oh, okay. Got it. That's a good excuse.
They wrote
for
the Bible in the 80s.
I didn't know that, really.
I don't know. I wasn't born.
That's true. You were born, October 4th, 2000. Really?
Wow. Yes.
Incredible. So Y2K had happened already.
What is that?
You don't know. You don't know. You don't know.
That's only 12 years before my child was born.
13.
13. Oh, yeah, it's 2021.
So you guys could be friends. Her and her child could maybe be friends. I mean, it's only a 13-year age difference.
Yeah, invite her to the party.
We'll see.
They'll bring a dip. Everybody, when I dip, you dip, we dip.
That's right. Now that's a song.
On the 24th day, the Lord said, I put my hand
up on your hip.
I think that was in a commercial.
It was?
I feel like it was a dip.
I put my hand up on your hip, and then I dip, you dip, we dip.
I'm sure it was in a dip.
They must have used, they licensed it then.
For Fritos dips.
Yes.
Yes.
I was just going to ask if you could help me interpret one of the commercials that I saw as a kid.
Please, sister, indulge.
The song was Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Ah! No, y'all not hearing me. I understand what I'm saying here.
What are we,
Think
what
about
we?
It. In order to get up a hill, You use the Lord as a cable car.
Okay. Okay.
Which is about San Francisco.
Yes. Because you got to get up the hill to get away from the Tenderloin.
So the hill is not metaphorical. It's literally a hill in
literally
San Francisco.
Literally a hill in San Francisco.
But you got to use the Lord to get up it.
Hey, that's I don't remember them mentioning a hill in the song, but I got
mainly talked about rice.
Yeah, the bottom of Taylor Street.
San Francisco tree.
So is heaven the treat?
If you...
The tree is getting up the hill.
The tree
right?
is getting up the hill.
Okay, so really it's just
to get to higher ground outside yeah. of, to get closer to the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh.
Away from the Tenderloin.
But the Golden Gate Bridge isn't up a hill, is it?
Y'all not listening. Y'all not understanding. Y'all not, amen?
Amen, amen. What about, I have another one that I remember as a kid, the 200-300 Empire.
No. Hear me out now, okay. Sister Harper. Okay. You listening? Sister Harper.
Yes.
Take a sip of water here. Because I'm preaching.
Yeah, got it.
800-588-2300 Empire today. Call that number to meet the Lord today.
Wait, so literally call the number.
Think about it, Scott.
Yeah.
Think about it, brother. Y'all not hearing me.
Right. Okay.
I think I am, but.
Carpet. It is
carpet?
Softer on the bottom of your feet.
Right. I thought you were going to say it's not a car, it's not a pet. The old George Carlin.
Let the Lord. I don't know who George Carlin is.
It might be Rick Moranis doing George Carlin.
Who?
It's even weirder. Cars. Carpet. It's not a car. It's not a pet.
Let the Lord provide carpet.
Yeah.
Today.
Today.
The empire. What is heaven also called?
Oh, the Holy Empire.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. What about keys on Van Nuys?
Think about
keys,
it,
Scott. Keys on Van Nuys.
Van Nuys is a very wide and long street.
It is. Too wide.
You need keys to get into a car.
Right.
A boulevard of cars.
Okay. This is falling apart. I gotta say, Reverend Goodfield, this is one of the thinner premises. I'm sorry, I don't mean premise. I mean, it's one of the more interesting people we've had on this show.
What are you talking about? I am saving your soul, Brother Scott.
I apologize.
What
I
are you talking about?
I appreciate
Who
that.
Are you calling a cootie queen, you lint licker?
What?
A what?
Lint licker.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, look,
amen.
Amen. Reverend Goodfellow Phelan, we have to take a break. Can you stick around, though?
We have I can. Are you about to take a commercial break?
That's right. So you're right in your element here.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yep. I would love for you to talk about the commercials I read on the show.
Absolutely.
How impactful they are on your life. Stamps.com? I mean...
Never heard of it.
All right. Well, look, we're going to come right back. Oh, we have something that's extinct coming up right after this break. So this is really exciting. We'll be right back with more Sashir, more Reverend Goodfield, and more Harper. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. Sashir Zamata of Home God, I want to say Home Improvement every time.
You do.
What is
that.
It?
It's Last Man Standing.
Thank you. It's Last Man Standing.
Home Ec. Yeah, you know, like when you're in junior high school and you learn how to sew a pillow or whatever, right?
Sure. That's not what the show is about, but that is a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. So people still take home economics in school.
I think it actually went away for a minute, and I think there's maybe a thing to bring it back.
Do people ever get confused? Like they go to school and then suddenly they're in your show and they're like, well, what is going on?
All the time.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. We also have Harper L. Cosmopolitan here, party planner.
Yes.
To the stars? Can I say that, or have you ever planned any?
No stars.
Just regular people?
No, I hate celebrities.
You do? Why? You must be very uncomfortable right now.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I agreed to do this show was because, I didn't realize how famous you guys were until I got here. If I'm making it through, I'm suffering.
Yeah, I mean, I know how it is. You walk in a room, you see number 5 on the call sheet over here, and you see someone who's on Mount Podmore over here.
Mount Podmore?
Underneath Conan, of course. We also have Reverend Goodfeeling is here.
Let us pray.
Oh, we're praying again. Okay.
On the 32nd day, a man sits down on a park bench. that he has no clue has been freshly painted. But he's got a business meeting. He's in a suit. He pops one Mentos into his mouth, chews it up, decides to lay his whole body down on the park bench and make his suit a very uneven pinstripe for his business meeting. Amen.
Amen.
Mentos, amen. The fresh maker. Amentos.
Amentos. Amentos. Well, look, thank you very much, Reverend Goodfeeling. I appreciate that benediction to start our segment off. We have to get to our next guest. She is now, this is interesting. I've mentioned something that's extinct. It's actually a dinosaur. So please welcome to the show, Dinah.
Hi!
Oh. Hi! Wow! Great to see you.
Hi, Justin. Great to be here.
Is it Dinah or
Dinah's? Yes,
Dinah with Dinah. An H at the end or just an A?
Just an A.
Just an A.
Dinah the dinosaur.
Dinah the dinosaur. Now, did your parents name you that, or is
they
this,
did? Yeah,
they did. Okay,
they did. I don't like to think about them too much because they're not here anymore.
I'm so sorry. I mean, I would imagine like none of you are here anymore.
No, I got stuck in a ice block.
Oh, Captain America style.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you next to him the whole time?
No, I wish. That would have been very fun.
That would
have
been so cool.
Yeah, but no, I melted because the world's getting hotter.
Okay.
And so I popped out and I was like, what? Everything's a lot different, but you know, I'm having a great time.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. You learned English.
I learned English. I actually knew English before.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. This is how we spoke.
I didn't know dinosaurs spoke English.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But okay, we just
so that's why we,
it.
As like descendants of dinosaurs, why we speak English?
Exactly. Or? Yeah. It's Whoa. Just like in your brain.
You okay. Know? Oh, that's so great. Well, welcome to the show. It's so good
to
have
thanks
you.
Thanks for having me.
How long ago did you pop out?
I popped out like 5 years ago.
5 years ago. So yeah. You've seen some commercials.
I've definitely seen some commercials. I haven't seen all the ones that he's talking about.
Right.
But
yeah.
I have seen commercials in general.
The most recent one sounds, it's not the Mentos one even. It's, I couldn't even say what the most recent one is. Did you recognize any of those ones that he was talking about?
The lint liquor. I think I saw that.
That's not, I don't like that word. Lint liquor.
Yeah, but it's funny.
It's funny, but lint sounds too close to that other word that we said earlier. In the
Flint?
Show. No, maybe you dinosaurs Clint. Don't have these, but Clint. Very close.
Oh, the clit. No, we have those.
You do have those. Oh.
No, I've never found one, but we know they're somewhere inside.
Yeah.
Have you checked the back of your head?
Oh! There it is. Yeah. Oh.
As far as a lot of men are concerned, they're extinct, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Do you like that, Harper?
I loved it.
Okay, good. Well, welcome to the show. So you've been out for 5 years.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
I just kind of been hanging out, roaming around.
Terrorizing people. Are you a carnivore or a herbivore?
I'm an herbivore. Yeah. So I've been eating the plants, and that's been really nice. There's a lot of them. There's actually not a lot, but there's some that I can it can nosh on.
Yeah. What, yeah. Spinach or what?
Oh, I love spinach. Low kale.
Oh, yeah. What about like just leaves on trees and
leaves
stuff?
Leaves on trees are great.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Anything green.
Yeah.
It's like, it's my time. But
anything green. Don't say that around Oscar the Grouch. Oh, that's
that's
a reference to
the Sesame Street.
You know who Oscar the Grouch
is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I have TV.
You have TV?
Yeah.
Does it have to be big like you?
No. I can. My eyes are really good.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So dinosaurs' eyes are good. They're better than human eyes, or?
I don't know if they're better. They're just different.
Oh, okay.
You know, yours are good, I'm sure.
Yeah, well,
I don't need glasses, so that's maybe probably better.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm just, like, glad to be here. It's, like, the first time the world went kaput, kablowy, kablam, as you would say, yeah. Harper.
Bloom new bloom.
Exactly. That's what it sounded like.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Help.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. That was a huge surprise.
Were you awake for that? Because
I was awake for that.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got frozen in the middle of this?
Yeah. It was like a huge boom. And then like, it was just like dust storm.
What was happening?
It was kind of like all of the storms. There was like fire, there was snow.
Is it like a meteor hit or something?
Something big hit.
Right.
I guess it was a meteor. Yeah.
Okay. So just shit started going crazy.
It was insane. And then I was watching everyone freeze around me and like turn into.
So the other dinosaurs froze?
They did freeze, but I don't know if they like survived. I think some of them actually died before they froze.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. But there could be other frozen dinosaurs out there.
I really hope so.
Maybe you're even your parents.
Oh my God, that'd be so nice.
Oh, that would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
I mean, if Captain America can survive.
Yeah, my parents could.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So it just kablooey.
Yeah, it was a huge surprise, but I like living in this kind of world because you know the end of the world's happening. Like you can see that it's coming.
Yeah. You don't need glasses for that.
Exactly.
It's just right on the horizon.
So it's like, I like that. It's a nice comforting feeling to be like.
Whereas that was a surprise.
That was a huge surprise.
It was just like, uh-oh.
Yeah, it's a shock to the system, really. And this is a nice way to be like, okay, it's coming. And
you can get your affairs in order.
Exactly.
You can
say
goodbye
to everybody.
Leave your house to your cats. Maybe they survive. Yeah. Will cats survive? Horace, what's your name? Harper.
Horace? Cats can survive anything.
Yeah.
They're demons.
Other than pipe bombs.
Yeah, that definitely wiped them out.
Yeah, yeah. I had a cat.
You had a cat. Dinosaurs can have pets.
Cats are around then?
They were around, yeah.
Oh, they were around back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, so it does sound like you just had like one big gender reveal. Like,
oh, I guess maybe the world had a big gender reveal.
Yeah.
Well, so,
meaning the gender of the world was revealed? I've always thought the Earth was a him.
Oh, I
think it's a woman. Do. Of yeah. course you think that.
It's Mother Earth.
Yeah, but I always thought just the way it acts. So what are the biggest differences back then to now? I can only imagine, boy, the society. I mean, back when you were growing up, I'm sure other dinosaurs weren't canceled.
Oh no, we had canceled dinosaurs for sure. We definitely had canceled dinosaurs. Yeah, it's not a lot different. I mean, we had dinosaurs saying inappropriate things sometimes. You know, they would like make fun of humans and be like, you're too little. And they're like, please don't call us that. We're just smaller. And
humans and dinosaurs were around at the same time.
Oh,
There's a lot of content. You know, people don't think that actually occurred, but you're saying it did.
It did.
The humans all like, hello, boy. Like a person.
Just doing an English accent, I guess?
Yeah. That's what they sounded like.
That's what people sounded like in the olden days.
Hello!
They were like, hello!
Little dinosaur!
Hello, dinosaur!
Yeah.
This
is at least how they sounded to us, because they were so far away. They're so small.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. You ain't never seen the Flintstones, Scott?
Yeah, it's pretty much like that.
We are Flintstones kids,
oh, okay.
10 million strong.
I wondered how you saw that.
And growing.
Yes, of course. Well, what kind of a dinosaur are you?
I'm a pterodactyl.
Yes, that's the wings, of course.
Yes, you see the wings. Yeah.
God, have you seen those chicken wing restaurants?
I've seen them, yeah.
Do they make you nervous when you see that? Like, you'd be the ultimate prize.
I'm not a chicken.
I know, but I mean, I look at those wings and I go, man, if I could put a carton of ranch on them,
oh,
it would just be...
Wow. No, I guess I wasn't thinking that I would be at risk of...
Well, I mean, you know,
but,
I see you. You're the last one in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of just want to kill you.
Really?
And
this is the problem. This is why we didn't like humans, because you see something special and you want to either own it or destroy it.
Yeah.
And that's not our way. It's not the dinosaur way. We liked cohabitating with other species. We're fine.
No, I just want to kill you.
Okay.
It's something inside me. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to make sure you don't exist anymore.
Yeah, and that's also like kind of why I'm at peace with the world ending, because it's like maybe you guys don't need to be here.
Oh, yeah. That would be great if you could start your own like post-human dinosaur world.
I'm going to try. I am building a bunker.
But I mean, in order to really, you know, you'd have to propagate the species. You know what I mean? How are you going to do that?
Well, I'm still waiting for another
dinosaur to get unfrozen.
Melt. Yeah.
Also, now that you know where your clit is, like, you know, maybe you could...
Self-satisfied.
Rub it enough and
yeah.
get so satisfied that suddenly just something like pops in there.
Yeah, is that how it works for humans?
Sometimes if I do it enough, I kind of black out and I come to and I'm like, okay, like I kind of feel like I could have lived more than one life and had a baby and, you know.
Wow.
What about cloning technology? Like, did you ever see that Jurassic Park movie?
I did see it. It's not a bad idea. Yeah. If I could find any of those scientists, I would love to have a chat.
Yeah. Well, one of them is on Awkwafina's show right now. So maybe you could. You could check him out.
I could check him out. Yeah. I'll watch the show.
He's like the original one who got that syringe in the amber, you know?
Yeah. I remember. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you could clone like a guy dinosaur or whatever. I don't mean to say that, to propagate the species, you got to kind of.
Yeah, I'll clone one for function, and then I'll clone another just for fun.
Yeah, for fun and pleasure too.
And pleasure,
probably,
yeah.
You know, and friendship and maybe marriage and all those great things that dinosaurs. You know, I mean, you're the only one. When you were young, did you have dreams of what your life would be, and how different is it now?
Yeah, I did think that I'd have a whole pterodactyl family. You know, maybe like two little winged guys.
Oh, I'm getting hungry again.
Oh, no.
Gosh.
Wait, it's not.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you ever think that maybe the man of your dreams is actually that he froze you and he froze himself? And this is a long game proposal.
Oh.
Whoa.
And he's about to find you.
And that he's here right now and that...
And
Hancock over, what is your name? Harper over here.
Excuse me?
Has been setting this whole thing up over the last 5 years.
Wait, really?
Yes.
The dactyl of my dreams?
Yes.
Yes.
Is here?
Yes.
Whoa.
I was not saying that. That
incredible.
Was a super long con.
He reached out to me recently, but he was frozen for a very long time.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I want to do this song, Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, my gosh. This is such a special day.
Go! he doesn't know English, it doesn't seem like. Go!
Wait, this seems more like a chicken.
It's a big chicken.
Should I read what you wrote for me to say?
Now you can talk.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. So,
this I wrote, but it's
pulling
comes
out
from
a script.
Him.
Okay.
So you have a final draft account?
Yeah, I splurged.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shucks, I left my glasses.
Okay,
I'd still be in the ice.
So he needs glasses. So dinosaur eyes
here,
are...
Here, why don't you take these two water glasses and you can hold them up to your eyes.
Oh, this works perfectly. Okay.
We were frozen, and I had to be thawed. But I'm ready to be thawed with you for the rest of my life.
Wow. Oh! Do you know who this is, by the way?
I don't. I don't think we've ever met. I don't think we've ever met.
So this is just some, like, assailant who froze you.
Yeah.
You just, in limbo.
You killed my whole family.
This is ATM.
This is ATM?
That's his name.
Oh, okay.
My name is ATM.
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 Wow. I mean, it's sort of romantic to kill your parents and to cause an extinction level event.
I mean, it's definitely
in order to just
a grand gesture. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think? I mean, you don't have any other dinosaurs out there.
We thought that this would be a great way to scare the shit out of you.
Yeah.
And make you feel like you're totally alone in the world and like there was no possibilities for you, no friends. And
that's how I felt. Yeah. I had to go to therapy the whole 5 years that I've been here. To deal with it.
Yeah.
So what do you think of ATM
welcome.
Over here?
I mean, you seem nice. It's just I don't know anything about you.
I'm ready to teach you about me for the rest of your life.
Teach you?
Okay, so him. Now, hey, ATM, grab the dip. Grab the dip.
What do you? Oh, no, there's dip. She brought dip.
I don't know.
Oh, get behind the shields that we have here in the corner of the room.
Wait, what's wrong with the dip?
Oh, no. Kablooey!
No, it's fun getting into trouble.
I don't know that one. Oh, my God. We're just covered in dip. And my cat. Oh, no, my cat is down. I brought my cat to the show with me.
Oh, so sorry.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, this is totally unexpected, but, you know.
You're welcome.
If you want to go on a second date, we'll pay for it.
All right. Yeah, I'll try it.
So ATM and Dina, maybe we'll see some little tiny, you know, crop a little tiny wings. Oh, God, I'm hungry.
No, yeah, you'll not be invited
to any. I
gotta
stop doing this show at lunchtime. Oh, my God. All right. Well, this is incredible. An incredible proposal to kick off the first Monday of October. We are running out of time, though. We only have time for one final feature on the show. And that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
jamming very slowly. Da-ka-ba-de bang bang. Holding all the plugs in my bag. And when's it gonna end? The song that I've written. 'Cause you can keep your plugs for now. But when this song ends, you take them out.
Oh, ooh, very abrupt cutoff there. That was Jammin' Very Slowly by Ben Huerdine. Ben Huerdine, thank you so much. All right, what are we plugging here, Sashir? Obviously a lot going on for you.
Yeah, Homeward Bound is something.
Homeward Bound, of course. All the puppies, will they get home?
Will they get home? Who knows? Home Economics on ABC. You can also stream it on Hulu. And my podcast with my best friend Nicole called Best Friends comes out every Wednesday. And watch the Muppets.
The Muppets
Mansion.
This Friday, yeah, with Bill Beretta, Dave Goals, Eric Jacobson, Peter Linz, David Rudman, and Matt Vogel.
And
of course, an alive Ed Asner who does not die on screen. That is your
Thank
promise.
Goodness.
That is your promise to everyone. All right, wonderful. Harper, what do you want to plug here?
Well, first of all, I would like to say I hope that everything that you just witnessed to all these men listening blew your freaking socks off.
Yeah.
And you'd like to hire me. Again, my website is, oh no, oh my God.
.com/org. Right.
And I guess I would plug this cool handle that I found on Instagram and on Twitter.
Can't wait to hear this.
LILYYILY. It's so simple and easy.
YY.
It's so simple.
Wah-wah-wee-wah.
And clear and easy to remember. Mm. And also, another podcast with Lily Sullivan on Stitcher called Going Deep.
That's
and,
a good show.
And that is everything. And I hope that you all will think about scaring the crap out of whoever you're proposing to.
This isn't
to.
Your final words. Where this is just plugging things.
And I love you guys so much. And I wish that we were all
together. You don't have 30 seconds to live, do you?
Dip and,
okay.
And
we're going to have to move on. Reverend Goodfeeling, what are you going to plug here?
Well, Scott.
Ah.
Brother Scott.
Yep.
When I'm not watching YouTube commercial compilations.
How often is that?
Every day, every hour on the hour.
Oh, really?
When I'm not asleep.
Okay.
But when I also listen to podcasts.
Oh.
And my favorite podcast to listen to is called The Flagrant Ones.
Oh, yes.
You can find it at patreon.com/TheFlagrantOnes. It is hosted by Hayes Davenport, Sean Clements.
Do they ever drop the act?
I still don't know.
Well, where can people get that, by the way? TheFlagrantOnes.com?
Patreon.com.
Patreon.com/TheFlagrantOnes.
It's time to take collection.
Yes,
for
that's
the Church
right.
of Commercials.
Well, speaking of them, let's get to my plugs. This is very exciting. This is a very exciting week. Of course, the big news is CBBWorld.com just launched this last Friday. If you tuned in today and you were wondering, hey, why are there ads on the show that I usually don't have ads for? Well, that's because the archives and the ad-free episodes all moved over to cbbworld.com. Where we also have this last Friday was the debut of our first show, Scott Hasn't Seen, where Sprague the Whisperer and I talked about Space Jam, a movie I've never seen. And this week is great. We have the first episode of Bonanzas for Bonanza coming out tomorrow. And we have on Scott Hasn't Seen this Friday, we have Space Jam, A New Legacy with Hayes and Sean. That's right, those men. They are there to talk about Space Jam and New Legacy with Sprague and I. And we have some CBB Presents coming up. I don't want to say exactly what's going on with those, but those will be coming up as well. So very easy to sign up. You just head over to cbbworld.com and you pick what tier you want to listen to. And for any of you who have been out there who have never done one of these before, it's really easy. The instructions are very easy. You just enter something into whatever podcast app you want to listen to it on, and everything automatically downloads. It's very, very easy. We'll talk you through it. That is comedybangbangworld.com or cbbworld.com. And all right, let's close up the old plug bag.
2, 3, 4.
Hey, Rain, come on down.
Come on down.
Hey, Rain, come on down.
Come on down.
Open my mouth to the sky. Please.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, considering no track.
Ah, rain.
The helpful flush and then I grew and I was. Oh, wow. That was Yes, Rain by Cure for Bedbugs. That was sounded like a Beatles remix of Andy Samberg and myself. Thanks so much. All right, guys, I want to thank you so much. Sashir, so great to see you again. Yes. Thanks so much for being here. Good luck with the dancing. And hopefully for the next year, you guys can actually dance and it'll be yourselves. Will you commit to that?
Yeah, we're taking classes every day work to get better.
Great. Harper, so great to meet you.
I had such a blast here.
Oh my God, this is the most effusive you've ever been.
I can't wait to come back.
And I don't know about
maybe
that,
bring something fun with me, like a dip. And I just hope that everybody had as much fun as I did.
Oh my God, it's like you're an entirely different person here. Incredible. Reverend Goodfeeling, want to thank you so much for being here.
Let us pray.
Yeah. We got to pray.
On the 49th day, the man took the bar of Irish spring soap and cut a piece off. But he did not eat it. What does this mean? Don't be tempted. Because what you're cutting may be poisonous.
Okay, I don't know that this makes sense. And Dina, thank you so much to you. Great to see you.
Oh, thanks.
And congratulations, you and Atium here.
Sounds
like.
He's growing on me.
Is he really?
Yeah,
they always do.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals and oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.